with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Charles de la Desma reports Israel says it's killed two of Iran's leading figures.
The Israeli defense minister says that the Israeli military has killed top Iranian security official Ali Larijani in an overnight strike. Israel Katz made the announcement on Tuesday. The Israeli military also announced it had killed Gholam Reza Soleimani, the head of the Revolutionary Guards Bajij militia, a key force used to suppress demonstrations in the Islamic Republic. The killings against Chippewa top Iran leaders after the February 28 strike that killed 86-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump fumed in a post today, "We do not need the help of anyone to break Iran's grip on the Strait of Hormuz," but he says he is disappointed with longtime allies for denying his request for help.
I think NATO's making a very foolish mistake, and I've long said that, you know, I wonder whether or not NATO would ever be there for us. So this was a great test, because we don't need them, but they should have been there.
As the U.S.-Israel war with Iran wages, analysts say it is extremely dangerous for vessels to pass through the strait, where they're vulnerable to attack from Iran's anti-ship missiles, drones, and mines. Senate Republicans have kicked off a talkathon on a voter ID bill supported by President Trump.
For the next several days, GOP senators will hold the Senate floor and debate a bill that Republican leader John Thune has repeatedly said doesn't have enough support for passage. But Republicans are moving ahead with the talkathon because of President Trump's insistence. The legislation would require proof of citizenship to vote and eliminate mail-in ballots. And the president warns he'll never, ever endorse anyone who votes against the bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. A religious freedom group is concerned about blasphemy laws. More details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Global Christian Relief says it's time for the governments of the world to rise up against statutes that criminalize a person's deeply held beliefs, and the buck stops here. A new GCR report says, quote, "The United States should intensify bilateral and multilateral engagement to press for the repeal or non-enforcement of blasphemy laws, which remain on the books in nearly half of the world's countries and are fundamentally incompatible with freedom of religion." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates warning hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even in the U.S. because it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies on issues ranging from politics to religion. This is SRN News. A New York man has been exonerated and freed after 20 years behind bars.
Prosecutors drop a case against a New York man who has spent nearly 20 years in prison for a less than $600 robbery they now agree he did not commit. On Monday, the Brooklyn DA's office asked a judge to throw out 61-year-old Kenneth Winley's conviction and dismiss his indictment. He was arrested in 2005 after using what turned out to be a stolen money order to buy his mother a stove at an appliance store. Prosecutors say since Winley's trial, new evidence, including confessions from two other men who were convicted in similar robberies, supported his claim of innocence. Julie Walker, New York.
The flight tracking site FlightAware says more than 750 flights scheduled fly into, out of, or within the U.S. have been called off as of early this morning. About 1,300 have been delayed because of powerful storms that swept across the country yesterday. More from SRNNews.com.